Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here on Audio Boo. Not recording binaural stereo. Sinful. It's a small world, isn't it? It really is. How many of us have come across amazing coincidences on our travels that tie in, once we get even the slightest bit of information, tie in with our own lives or family or those we know? That's the case. I'm just driving back from the nearby town of Whitburn up in a nice wee area called Glenshee, but it's not the Glenshee Mountains. It's just a house in the state. There's also a Glen Eagles, but it's not the Glen Eagles. While we were up on holiday in Nairn, Loch Loy, last week, we came across a little store selling lovely furniture, and my wife saw a nice dining table, chairs, so we thought we'd buy it because ours needs to be replaced. Not that it's knackered, it's just, well, we're doing things to the house and she wants to do a lot of changes, so we've had the dining table and chairs for a long while now. Problem was getting this dining table and six chairs back down in the car with all the stuff we already had up on holiday with us, so it took a bit of convincing my wife that it wasn't going to be practical. And if anything was wrong with it, we could hardly just drive back to Nairn to report a faulty leg or something. So anyway, we didn't bother. So I got on the internet and I went on the Gumtree and I spotted a nice dining table and chairs that a guy was selling, moving home, wanted it sold quickly. So I got in touch with him while we were on holiday and arranged to go and buy the photographs. It's what we were looking for, and arranged to come up today once I got back from holidays and pick it up. So that's what I've been doing. But back to the small world, so the table and chairs is kind of irrelevant, to be honest with you. The guy mentions that they were moving house and that's why he was selling up. So I asked him where he was going, and he said, we're going back to Hart Hill. In fact, it's Greenrigg. And I pointed out, you know, that's my wife's home place. She was born and raised in Greenrigg. So I said, what's your name? What's your second name? And he told me, it's Macaulay, isn't it? He says, I think I know a few Macaulays from the 21 years that I spent rearing four kids up there. And when he asked what my wife's, because I told him my wife was born and raised there, he asked what my wife's maiden name was, and I told him, he says, oh God, I know, jings, I didn't know our mother and father well. And, and off it went, of course. Turned out that he played football with my wife's younger brother, not the youngest brother. They were all footballers to a certain degree, good players, but he played football with her younger brother. And not only that, but he taught his son, young Paul, who was born without arms, taught him to drive, and he passed his test first time. But he was telling me the stories about Paul and his driving and how he wouldn't want to be treated differently from anyone else, and in fact got quite aggressive about if people tried to do things for him, so independent. But on it went, and we're talking about things, and oh yeah, I remember that, and nope. He knew so much about my wife's family. Not that they were close friends, you understand, but they just knew so much. And it's just amazing that... So I went to a stranger's house to pick up a dining table and chairs. And I came away shaking hands with a guy who basically not become a friend, but was, in my mind, entirely different from the guy who answered the door when I went up. because we shared so much knowledge and stories. In fact, we blathered so much that I noticed his wife was going to be a bit frustrated, not in a bad sense, but the fact that we had left all the doors open in the house and we weren't actually moving anything out to the car at that point. So we got a wee bit of chastisement there from her, in joke, in fun, not serious. Along the lines of, well, you two stop blathering and go on with what you're supposed to be doing. But anyway, so now I can go back and I'll reveal all to my wife, and I've no doubt that she will remember this young, he's a younger guy, obviously, that she will remember the guy and his mother and his sister and everything else. And that will then feed some connections off our hometown for her to think on during the day. And then, when the next time she speaks to her sister, whether it's on the phone this week or when she goes up on a Thursday this year, she will tell the story, relate the story, and then her sister will then say, yeah, I knew them and his mother, and remember when they did this and did that, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. So it's not just the first connection, it's how things roll on. And even her sister may then bump into someone that day or the following day and say, I was just talking to Mary yesterday and she was telling me how I had went up and met this guy, and as I said, these things roll on and roll on. And someone might come to the car boot one day and say, who knows my wife, and say, tell me that your husband was up picking up a dining table and chairs from Neil McCauley. See how it goes? You see how it goes, yeah. And I love these connections. It's because it changes what would just have been a simple transaction. Yes, we'll take it. There's your money. Pack them in the car. Cheery bye. Never see you again. I might never see the guy again. I don't know. But there's much more to it than that. And that's the point about these small world coincidences. And I love them. I think they're great. Cheery bye. The new.